You know, I have had you on my heart this morning, and I heard the Lord talking to you, and he was saying this to you. He was saying, "Oh, my boy, I have so much for you. I have so much for you. You're having victory after victory right now. Nothing compared to what's going to happen here in the future. You're going to go up so high. You're going to go up so high. Your life is going to be, I want to use this word, a refreshing example to other people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. What you got? You want to?
I heard, Jamie, I heard as she was saying that lifestyle of victory. And I heard that before, but when she came to you, it was like it was amplified. And it's almost as if like a hereditary trait. Jacob, I saw the same thing on you that, Jacob, right? Okay. that it would be a lifestyle of victory. That people are going to ask, you know, that's your in. People are going to ask, how is victory so prevalent in your life? And it will be your open door, just in your way, in your words, in your message, to mm-hmm. say, God did it all.
Yeah,
thank you, Jesus. A lifestyle of victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fully equipped. The grace to move ahead. What you couldn't do before, you can do now. And I think that's a word for you as well as your whole family. What you couldn't do before, you can do it now in Jesus' name.
Ma'am, I see you stepping into the goodest season you've ever seen. There are things that you didn't even know that God was capable of that, whew, you get me all teary-eyed, that you did not even know God was capable of, that you're going to see him walk out in your life. You think you've seen good times in your life, but it's not going to be anything like what you're about to see.
Yeah. There's a real opening for that right now. I believe we actually broke through that at the time of praise and worship. I really do. There's a real opening for, I just feel like the Lord's saying, run on through, run on through, just run on through. Just run. Some of y'all don't even know what you're running on through to, but you're going to find out. You're going to find out what it is that you're running to. Some of you are going to run to Marble Falls. Yeah. God's going to build this church in a miraculous, mighty way. And divine appointments are at hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You receive your victory today? You receive your breakthroughs today? I'm receiving mine. I'll tell you what, I am not going to settle for just relief. Not settling for just relief. I want to move forward in the things of God. And I declare the United States of America will move forward, not just to get relief, but they're going to move forward and become once again the greatest country in the world. Jesus' name. I just heard the Lord speak. He said, there's no doubt in my mind. Now, that's cute for him to use those words. There's no doubt in my mind. So I'm going to join his mind. I'm going to have the mind of Christ. He thinks we can be the greatest country. I declare I'm with him in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's a baby. Hannah's praising the Lord. Come on, Hannah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, okay, here we go. We're going to give some words.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all
Shadrach,
stand?
I have a word for you. I seen you crossing a, I don't know what is going on today, crossing a finish line, but when you crossed it, it wasn't like you were worn out. It wasn't like you were exhausted. You were like praising God, cheering through, full of joy, full of victory. But as you busted through that line, it was like people in your family just started busting through after you. You were like the breaking point, like when they broke the 4-minute mile and everyone else realized they could do it. But you were so filled with the joy of the Lord. Just like that.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank you.
just got it right there. It's done. It's done. She just broke through it. That's how you receive right there. That's how you receive. There you go. Just go for it. That's why she's definitely an arrow. The point of the arrow, she's definitely. Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just drink a little glory, church. Drink a little glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got something there?
Heavy with everything good.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good.
So good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Karina, let's go around two. So not once, but twice, significant places in your heart you feel like you've been set back. I'm here to tell you it's over, girl. This is the time. This is the place. The things you've had your eyes upon, there will be no more setbacks in that way. Those places, you can erase them off your heart. Don't consider them. Don't think about them. Don't take note of them. That is no longer going to be something that's going to hold you back. It's not who you are. It's not what you are. It has nothing to do with the victory that goes before you. It's not anything that you need to consider any longer. You are totally, completely free, unashamed, and pressing forward in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Matthew, I believe that you have a new job coming to you. I believe there's something that is not far away coming to you, and it's more prosperous than ever before. I believe that in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. We put those words out there in Jesus' name. Mac, this is kind of unusual. I have something for Asher. And in the name of Jesus, I declare Asher has more victories than ever before. And I believe I see him becoming a fisher of men. He's going to win hearts by a sweet personality, but there's a deeper place that he's going to be going in Jesus' name. So thank you, Lord, for Asher in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The devil, on several occasions, has tried to tell you that you're retired from your ministry, but you are not. God still has you on the radar for many things. And stay fully equipped at all times, because the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and these are going to be your days. I see you walking in a place with some anointings of John G. Lake on you, and flowing in the ministry that God has called you to, gifts of healing. And there's even a stronger prophetic anointing that's going to come on you. Your wife has that, and it's coming on her even stronger. And I thank you, Lord, for it today in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You wonder, well, I'm not sure what my place is. God says, I'm sure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Josh, I believe you walked in this building with a purpose in your heart today. And you walked in here wondering if God still wanted something to do with you. And if God still had a call on your life. And if God was still willing to work with you. Well, I'll tell you, by the Spirit of God, He still wants you. He still has a place for you. You are still walking in a path that He has for you. Do not fear, do not worry, do not question anything that has happened between then and now. You start today. You start today. I have a place for you. I have a home for you. I have called you. My call has not changed, but it is up to you to walk out. There was a word that went forth this morning that said, I will walk at your pace. So you set the pace. You set the pace whether to run or to walk in baby steps. You set the pace, but the call has not went undone.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kevin, it's all the chapters are closed. Fresh chapter. The Lord's ready for you to move full force into his plan. You've taken time to listen, to hear the word, to follow the voice of God. You're going to hear his voice stronger than ever before. But it's time to move forward and to begin pulling things from the presence of God, from the kingdom of God into your world like never before. It's time for your brand new chapter. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. God is so good. Jana, I feel that all the gifts and talents that are within you, the purpose that God has called you for, that you're right on the edge of that right now. Those things are going to be pulled out of you by the Spirit of God and by us. And we're going. You're going to see how greatly that God is going to use you in a mighty way in this time. You and Chris both, I see it very clearly. Very clearly. I don't know if you know this, I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody else. Danny has this real heart for you. And she talks about you all the time and about how smart you are. And how she could be this, she could do this, she could be do this, you know. And so I just want you to know that people are saying good things about you. You are so loved. Amen. I just tell off on you, Danny. Praise the Lord. And it's so true because we all believe that of you. Amen.